This week, I have been looking out for having us come to a place of understanding of how to deal with emotions. And I realized that not everyone knows how to deal with emotions. So you find out that sometimes we go haywire in handling our emotions. And we started out by taking two examples of two sisters. At least the Bible tells us they were related. And yet still we see, you know, varying character traits in these two sisters. And it's quite interesting because there is the human spirit and everyone who is a human has a spirit, right? Or is a spirit, let me put it that way. Then they have a soul and they live in a body. So everyone has a spirit or is a spirit, has a soul and lives in a body. And sometimes we must learn to educate our spirit as well as our souls. Being born again actually is what causes a regeneration of the spirit of a man. And then he is identifiable with God. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. And when we believe the gospel, we become new creatures. And so that regeneration is a spiritual activity. But you see, the soul is not saved eternally. It means that man will have to be taught. Man will have to be educated. And I told you that the soul encompasses the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's where the seat of emotions are situated. It's the central part of a man's emotion, is the soul. So if you get your emotions are not the best, and the way you handle issues is not the best, it means that you will have to again train the mind, train your soul in its sense to love the will of God. In Romans chapter 12 actually tells us how that the mind is transformed and renewed. And that same transformed mind is what is able to know what is the perfect will of God. So be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to know, or you might be able to prove what is the good, what is the acceptable, what is the perfect will of God. So if the mind is not trained, or if our emotions are not trained, and of course how we train our emotions is by feeding on the word of God. So the more we feed on God's word, the more we are able to control or harness these emotions that come in. And people have, or people are like, emotional roller coasters. You know what a roller coaster is? They're up today, shoom, then they come down again tomorrow. Then they're up today, then shoom, then they come down tomorrow. Then they're up today, then shoom, then they come down tomorrow. Happy today, sad tomorrow. Anxious today, full of faith tomorrow. So we ought to be sort of careful that we do not allow these aspects take a greater part of our life, or these negative emotions take a greater part of our lives, or even take a part of our life. Right? So we looked at Mary and we looked at Martha, how that Martha was worried and troubled about so many things. She's that individual who will blow it up if you give it to her. We saw how that Mary sort of had a natural, you know, flow with spirituality. She was known to be more calmer. She knew how to use her emotions to get Jesus weeping. And finally, Jesus seeing Lazarus in the tomb. Of course, he didn't like his creation experiencing death. He was saddened by that incident, but much more, there was a stir up in Jesus' emotions as a result of Mary's emotions. She knew how to use her emotions rightly for a cause that brought back the resurrection of her brother. We find out that right after, Martha is still arguing that he's been dead for 4 days now. Why are you telling them to roll out the stone? So these are interesting people. Now, they both have obviously some good traits flowing amongst both of them. But if we were to pay attention to some of these things, it's going to help us. Would you want to be like Mary or Martha? Like I said, with a lot of caution, they both have some also good traits. We can still look in and see that Martha had something good and something that will work also somewhere else. But in this situation, it was not really helping. So Jesus has to tell her, you're worried about so many things. Mary has chosen a good thing. And what she has chosen will not be taken away from her. She's worried. She's anxious. She's full of resentment. Somebody did something to her. She got angry. If you touch her, she will insult you. She's that person who is also full of sadness, jealousy. She can't see someone do something and joyfully celebrate with the person. And we must be careful because in as much as we teach and we preach the believer hearing the gospel as the only means to salvation, we must also be careful that our character and our way of life doesn't put people off from listening to us in the first place. It's sad if somebody tells you that, you know, I don't even want to hear this gospel that you said you want to preach. The way you can insult and the way you are a very bad person, I don't want to hear this thing from your lips. In other words, our life sort of places a hindrance to the gospel. So we must know how to handle things. We must know how to handle things. We must know how to handle our emotions when there are difficult situations. We must be careful of how we are going to handle those situations. If not, we are going to find ourselves and we're going to probably say something or act in a certain way that we might have to regret. And that's not the position we want to find ourselves. So we also saw that Jesus, on the other hand, which is oftentimes a leading of the Spirit, had a different response to Mary and Martha's incidents. He told them, only believe. Only believe. He responded in faith. Only believe. 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 Then he goes on to make statements like, your brother will rise again. Hey. Martha is still, it's like, she's still not catching it. She's not intelligent enough. She said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. There was something she didn't have. There was an intelligence to what he was saying that she didn't have. A faith intelligence. No, I know. They've been talking about the resurrection. And the resurrection had been spoken about in Jewish time. So they knew about the resurrection. So if he said he will rise again, then I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what rising you're talking about. But certainly not now. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe? So we find out that, of course, this sort of a response is a spirit-led emotion, right? I told you the last time I talked on spirit-led emotions, I spoke to us how that these are spirit-led emotions as well. So Jesus was yielded to what God was doing in the place. Mary and Martha only saw superficially. They only saw impossible in the situation. But Jesus is saying, no, it's possible. See, don't become a very, or don't have a tag on your life for being a Confucianist. It's like everywhere you go, you want to create confusion. You want to create trouble. You want to create problems. It's like you don't understand anything. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened. And this one is my real life story. I'm not lying to you. Real life story. I went to a place. I normally go to a place to do some reading shortly. And my own assessment, I wouldn't have told you, but I think I have to tell you. And I gleaned wisdom from that. So I was getting into the library place. And I was stopped by a security man, and the security man asked me, and he said that, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going to the library to read. And he said, is your name in the list? And I said, oh, my name is not in the list. So, but he should just bear with me. I'll just do it quickly and I'll leave. And he said, nah, it's not done. So while he said, nah, it's not done, I said, let me play a bit of curiosity here. Then I said, let me test out two different manner or ways of handling situations. So it was a test. Honesty, it was a test. So I said, I said, why is it not done? And he now looked at me quietly. And I said, no, you can't tell me that it's not done. Why are you telling me that it's not done? Then he now said, boss, it's not done. It's late. I said, no. You can't tell me that it's late. I mean, this is a normal place everybody comes to and everybody moves at any point. Then I said, no, I'm not going to agree. And he said, please, you have to leave now. I said, no, I'm not going anywhere. You can't sack me from here. I'm not going anywhere. So he said, boss, you are making my work difficult. I said, no, it's not done. You can't tell me not to go. I've been here all the while, and this is not my first time here. And I've been here. I even know this person. I know that person. I was laughing in my mind, but in reality, I was very serious. I said, you can't do that. How do you do that? Then he now picked up a phone and he called, I think, a top security guy. And he said that there is this guy that is here that we are trying to stop, and we are trying to say, he says that, no, you can't tell him not to go anywhere. The security guy said, okay, so where is he now? I said, they say he's now at the Potter's Law. I said, no, it's not Potter's. They can't tell me what to do. They can't. So he says, he should wait for me. I'm coming. So I was there waiting, and I was talking to him. I said, no, you can't stop anybody over here as students. So I spoke. And I said, nah, I think I'm getting, you know, his energy zapping to talk. I said, nah, this one, I'm getting tired. So I said, I'm leaving. And you know, I was blown out. I said, take your hostel. Take your thing. I'll not even come here again. A lot of mosquitoes all around. So I went out. And I saw security men coming. I said, this one, I think God saved me. So I went out and I laughed. I said, hey, that means that people who cause a lot of confusions emotionally, they are not easy at all. Yes. So there were four blocks. Remember, I was test trying different emotions and how to handle situations. Then I went to the other block, still laughing, went to the other block. Then I saw another security man at the other block. So I said, now let me act in a very honorable, speak politely, greet him, tell him that, oh, I'm just... So I entered and I said, hello, sir. Good evening. I said, good evening, sir. I said, the man called me sir. But the other man was saying that, no, they don't do that yet. They will not allow. I said, oh, fine. So I said, good evening, sir. How are you? Said, oh, I'm fine. How are you too? Oh, I said, you know, I just need a little bit of a help. I need some help. I'm not a student, but I normally frequently come here to read. And today I've come here to read. So I want to go up to the library, even though nobody's there. And he looked at me quietly and he said, it's not done. But what time am I going to be going? And I said, oh, I'm going to be leaving by whatever time. And then he said, you know what? Just go quietly and sit there. And when it's time, like you said, I'll still be here. I'll sign off at this time so that you can come out and then everything is fine. I said, okay, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So when I went, I now sat down. I said, hey, you see, I was putting the two situations together. That's when it was that day I came to a final conclusion that you don't solve situations by being loud and being, shouting all over the place, shooting somebody or trying to insult them and telling them that you don't know you don't know who you are, you don't know what you can do, you don't know where you are from. Your father is this person and your uncle is that person, and if they joke, you will sue them. That was the day I got to see that. No, it doesn't work like that. So you see, I knew how to handle emotions. Another instance, I said, let me test trial and see whether I'm going to look good being So you see that it doesn't pay so much to be a Confucianist. In every situation, know how to talk. Know what to drag and know what not to drag. So you see that Martha is that kind of a person who is sort of like complains, murmurs, talks at everything, full of resentment. You do something small, she's already angry. You say something small, she's already against you. She's already this. A man, you went outside, you say you are married, you come back home, your wife has been cooking for you and the children. Only one day he didn't cook for you, or 2 days, maybe something happened, she was not feeling well, maybe you didn't ask. And then you're already blowing up. Telling her she's a lazy woman. She's not cooked. She doesn't cook. Yesterday she didn't cook. Today too she didn't. Anyway, she has not been doing that all this while. So you know how to handle emotions. If you are here, I believe that the sisters are very spiritual, but you just take your thing like that. John chapter 12, we're going to see another template between Mary and Martha. But this time around, I believe that Mary is a good example. In John chapter 12, we're going to read from verse 1. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. So we are continuing on the story. There they made him a supper. Martha served. So, again, I'm trying to help you see that Martha had some good traits, definitely, right? So she's serviceable. That's not the emphasis. We could have a different emphasis on that. Here, we're trying to see something that is about Mary that points directly to how to handle issues and how to be emotionally, spirit-filled in our emotions and manifesting emotions that are spirit-filled. So, Martha again is serving, but Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of oil. But one of the disciples, so you can see that Mary was deeply spiritually sensitive. Yeah. She knows how to handle her emotions. When a situation is presented towards her, she knows that the way to go about it is not to get angry immediately and to insult everybody and to pick up fights with people. I remember one time there was a woman in our house. And her husband was very calm. But she was, I think, Mamaka or something. And somebody said something against her husband. I remember she got up one hot afternoon and she tied a cloth on her stomach. She said, "I'm going to lash all these people." I said, "Hey! You don't know." I said, "Well, won't you relax? Tie the cloth for afternoon. Jack Norris. Is it needed? That's the question to ask. Is it needed? You find out, say, Makumanye, necessary. Are you not born again? So, this is Mary. Oh, there was somebody amongst, I really admire the person. Yes, the person is very, very emotionally intelligent. Yeah. Now, emotional intelligence actually is the world's way of calling the life of a spirit-filled believer who knows how to handle situations. So let me not use that word. But I'm trying to say there's an intelligence to our emotions, and we must yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. Don't go and read about emotional intelligence. It's the world's way of trying to solve situations. All right? God calls you born again, spirit-filled, and that's who you are. So you see that? You don't just get angry. Don't just get disappointed. Don't just drop everything and say, it's finished. I'm finished. Everything is finished. The family is finished. No. No. So here is Mary. We see her already. She has already shown us skills. We know who she is. And when Jesus Christ was about to be taken, she extends out a heart of gratitude. What an expensive thing to do. She knows how to use her emotions. Rather than use her emotions and cry for things that are unnecessary, be resentful about things that are unnecessary, argue about things that are unnecessary, she breaks that alabaster box. She pours it on Jesus. Is the people who betray you, they are like that. But look at one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who said that, no. Why is this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Why are we not selling it? You see, how would the three people call that? Ahmoya or jealousy? You see that? Why? What's so nice about Jesus? What's so nice? His emotions. It's not. I'm telling you, some things they just say about your pastor. It's just jealousy. Say, don't follow him too much, and you need to be careful about. Oh, say, Christ family, they are together. They are this. They stay together. They segregate. You're telling lies. You're just. It's not fine with you that people are together like that. You see. So it is interesting. Say they don't listen to anybody except their pastor. They don't listen to. If you had somebody listening to you, won't you be happy? Eh? So why are people listening to somebody, but you are saying that they don't listen to anybody except your pastor? Who should they listen to? Okay, they should listen to every pastor now. So Judas, and it's Judas that is saying that. It's Judas that is saying that. I say, your pastor is not God. I didn't say I'm God now. I've never said so. I've never dreamt so. If you see me crying to God, you'll be shocked. I never said I'm God. Yes, but I'll cry to him. But when I stand, I'll be bold before the people. You can't do surely. You can't do surely. Yes, and I'm anointed too by the grace of God. Uh, And situations will come and go, we'll still solve them. Yes. So Judas is now saying that, no. It's too much. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. What? Jesus? Look at the poor all around. Look at all of these things that all these poor people, we can't gather the money and give it to them. You are saying that we should give it to you. So he's saying this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. That was him. Yeah. The thief started stealing. So you see that Mary knows how to use her emotions rightly. Now, this is what Jesus Christ has said. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have with you always. Yes. And this thing she has done will always be a memorial. She would always be remembered for it. In fact, I'm speaking about her today. You see? Yes. Today I'm speaking about her. So you're going to know how to use your emotions. Every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. And that's not to say that when I say anger, there's anger that is inspired of the devil. There's also holy, there's a holy response to situations that must be done right. A standing for truth. Yes. A stare against wrong and against whatever it is that is not right. And that's what we see Phinehas do. So you're going to stand up every single time. Yes. And you will meter out emotions. Don't just see someone and say they jealous you or they don't want you to be fine. Everybody, everywhere you go, they just jealous you. They just jealous you. Everybody's against you. Everybody's against you. Maybe there's something you're not doing right. Something you're not handling right. So, we're going to learn how to. Tomorrow I'll teach you how to solve these things that come up. Especially when it comes to conflicts. Right. But we're going to know how to handle emotions. Always remember, be led by the Spirit in your emotions as well. Right. Put off emotions that are not good and take on emotions that communicate God's love. It communicates His meekness. It communicates His kindness. It communicates everything that speaks about Him and His nature. When somebody does something to you, find a way to solve it. Don't just be interested in telling them your mind. So I'll tell you my mind. I'll tell you whatever it is that's on my mind. No, don't be interested in telling them your mind. Right? Know how you can solve issues by rightly handling your emotions. Sometimes you must just remain calm. That's all you must do. And you see everything pass away. Yeah. Sometimes you must just remain calm. That's all you have to do. You just be calm and be in faith. And you see everything rather than being sad and worried. I'm telling you, there's no need to be worried. If you worry about anything, you're wasting your time, wasting your heart, wasting your heartbeat, and wasting everything that you're wasting. There's no need to be worried about anything. I'm telling you, about anything. Yes, give it to God and pray about it and be in faith concerning it and be full of joy all the time. Yeah. So like we always say, the rest of our lives is the best of it all. And we are supposed to make it happen. It's not God's responsibility to make sure that the rest of our lives is the best of our lives. No. God, the best he gave us was that he gave us the Holy Ghost, and he put his spirit on the inside of us. What we do with the Holy Ghost determines whether we will see his best or not. So God has already given you all the joy you need, all the faith you need, all the glory you need, all the power you need. It's already on the inside of you. I remember a story where, you know, a woman came to Kenneth Hagin and told Kenneth Hagin that Kenneth Hagin should pray for her so that she'll get patience. Kenneth Hagin said, no. You have all the patience on the inside of you. There's no patience coming in from anywhere. Anywhere. There's all the patience. I can't handle my roommate. I just see her and my heart is beating and my heart is beating and my heart is beating. It's because you are not taking advantage of the Holy Ghost that's present on the inside of you. Right? So allow his virtues flow out of you. And I believe strongly that we're going to have a very good time and a good way of handling out our emotions and knowing how to deal with issues and not just blowing up at a point in time. You'll be with somebody saying, it was just, I'm tired. Where does tiredness come from? I'm tired of serving God. Where is it from? You couldn't handle your emotions well. Emotions of hopelessness. That's what you couldn't handle well. That results into I'm tired. Yes. But know how to handle them. Right? When situations come that portray or that, you know, scream out, it is finished. There is no hope here. What do you do during those situations? It's the time to get your heart filled with God's word. Speak it to yourself. Speak the word to yourself. Say it to yourself. Speak it to yourself. There's no other way. There's no other way. The word has to work. There's no other way. Say, I'm worried. Get scriptures that are full of joy. Sit on them. Practice them. Before you realize, you see that you're full of joy again. Everything is given to you. So if you don't make good use of it, then how are you going to benefit from it? So you have God's spirit and you know how to handle things when they happen. When somebody tells a lie on you or says something that you didn't say, you shouldn't just, at a point in time, you don't talk to the person, you don't do anything, you're angry with the person, you don't want to see the person, you don't want to, hey. No, know how to handle it. Know how to handle it. Know how to handle it. The person told a lie on you. Know how to handle it. Sometimes when we think we are something, that's where the problem comes from. See, we are something. Why should you say this about me? Who do you think you are to say this? Who do you also think you are? Is it not God's spirit that makes you who he makes you and what he has called you to do? If it's not God's spirit, you are like anybody else walking around. When you are called and you are told some news, know how to handle your emotions. Know how to handle the way you feel. And lastly, I want to tell you, your emotions are going to be channeled by your words and by your environment. So what you hear in your environment and what you continually affirm and speak about is what directs whichever way that you feel. When you see that there's somebody that feels like you, I get it into the flesh about, and you say, no, I'm full of love and I'm born of God and I have forgiveness in my heart. I can give it at any time. I'm born of God. I can let it go. I have God's spirit. I'm full of love. And you see, this person, I love this person. I love this person. When you begin to say it, it's going to sound very difficult to say. But as you keep saying it, remember, Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, shall not doubt into his heart, but believe that those things which he said are so. He says he shall have whatsoever he said. You will have what you say. Not you will not what you pray about, what you say. That I don't really love this person. I really hate this person. I don't know why, but there's some. I don't like this person. No, don't talk like that. You're born of God. See, there are times where you'll be hurt by people and what they say and how they treated you and what they did at this point. But always keep this in your heart. You're a love being. And you are full of God. You can address every situation in love. You can address every situation in God's word using God's emotions. Yeah. Now, that's not also to keep you handicapped of not standing with the truth when there's truth to be said. Right? So you would be also firm such that you can say the truth in every situation. It's not like you're being hypocritical about the truth. You're bold, you can say whatever it is that has to be said the way God will have you say it. Right. So tomorrow, we'll look at our last session. And I trust that it's going to help us. As you get into church, as you get into the environment of believers, as you get amongst other people at your workplace, know how to handle your emotions. You get in, someone doesn't greet you, you greet. Doesn't take anything away from you. Right? Don't pick up useless fights with people. Pick up useless fights with people. There's something you don't understand. Act clearly and confidently. Right? Act clearly and confidently. Don't be afraid of asking, what is this? Why is this? Please. What's happening? Please. Can you explain to me why this is so, please? What is going on, please? Yes, just know how to, but know how to handle your emotions. Don't become hurt so much that when you see someone, you wish they were dead and they were not living and they were not doing well. You wish that a car should jam them on the street and destroy their legs because the person broke your heart when you were the fool in the relationship. You saw very well that he was dating other people and you also went inside, you jumped inside like Isaiah. Pastor, we are praying that he'll change. You are the one that sent yourself inside. So when it happens, don't say that you were, no, I'm hurt, he's been hurt, I'm hurt. Just forgive and move forward in life and you are born again. You are the one that, you saw it, man. You saw the signs. You'll be lying to me if you told me that you didn't see the signs. You'll be lying, you're a liar. Saying that you didn't see, you didn't know he would break your heart. And you saw it. You saw that he had messages he didn't want you to read, but you were still following. Huh? Saw that he had calls. You picked the call. He's like, you don't know where he's at. Oh, what are you saying? I'm not saying anything, but you still went inside. And then you got what you were looking for. So let's be honest with ourselves. And let's be, you see me, I've not had a lot of disloyal people. I teach a lot on disloyalty, but I've not had a lot of them. But the few I've had, I said, oh, this one, I saw it. So it's not shocking. It's not shocking to me. It's not shocking. I saw it. Saw it clear. It was right before my eyes. So it's not really shocking. We're just waiting for you to manifest, but we're trusting that the teaching of God's word was going to keep your heart in the right place. So you see, let's know how to handle our emotions. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. It's also a vital proof of handling emotions, because sometimes you dilly dally between opinions. Don't tell someone no when you want to tell them yes. And don't tell someone yes when you want to tell them no. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. That's how you're going to know. That's how you're actually going to even be stable in the first place. Your yes is your yes. Yes, I am with you. Yes, I will be around. Yes, I love you. Yes, I am interested. Yes, I will follow God. Yes, I am doing this. No, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. No, I won't be found doing this. No, it's not the wrong answer. Learn to give it to when it's needed. No, I can't do this. No, I can't do that. No, it cannot be done here. No, it cannot be do this. Don't feel bad about it. No, it's not possible. No, I can't be here at this time. No, I said I don't love you. No, I said it can't work. No, I said I don't want to have this deal with you. No, I've thought about it. I don't want to be involved. No, yes, I'm interested. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can show up at this time. Not yes, I can show up at this time, but you are not there at that time. Then you are trying to explain that I wanted to say yes or I wanted to say no, but I didn't know how to say no. No, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. That's also how to handle emotions, rightly. Your yes be your yes and your no be your no.
All right. In Jesus' name, thank you. We give you all glory in Jesus' name. Amen.